The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Season Watch with Wendy Scott, where we observe the things coming on the earth through biblical binoculars, because the Bible is both timely and timeless. With her master's degree in rhetoric and writing skills, Wendy is a part-time college professor, but a full-time truth professor. She believes the Word of God is His perfect revelation, including a young earth six-day creation, as well as the global flood inundation, and that Israel is God's chosen nation. Faith alone in Jesus is salvation, the true church rapture, comes pre-tribulation, followed by Christ's millennial domination and His eternal kingdom with earth's regeneration. Jesus is coming without hesitation. And now, here's Wendy with today's topic.
Hello, thank you for joining me again with Season Watch. I'm Wendy Scott, and we're just going to begin this Easter season with prayer. And Lord, we're just so grateful to You and Your wisdom and Your manifold riches towards us, God, that You loved us so much. You gave the most precious thing You had, and help us, Lord, to not be caught up in just so many things going on, but to slow down and to take time to remember what a cost it was that You paid, how dear we are to You. Lord, help us to draw close to You and to remind others of how much You love them. And we just pray, God, help us to walk with the Lamb today, with Your Son who gave so much for us. We appreciate all that You've given to us, all that You're going to do, all of Your promises, God. And we just want to renew our love and our faith in You this weekend. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, you know, I want to tell you about, it's like an emergency thing. I want to tell you about April 1st, this coming April 1st, just a couple days, Monday, is the last opportunity to see a really awesome movie that I heard about at the last minute. It's called The Ark and the Darkness, and it's a fantastic movie. It's a creation-based movie, science movie based on the Ark. It shows all the evidence for the Ark. It's astonishing. Nobody can walk away without being convinced. And so go see it. Support this. It's a Fathom event. You can see it all over San Diego. It's all over the United States. And it's an encore presentation, April 1st. Please go look for it and do it. And it's going to be amazing. It'll bless your family. And take the skeptics with you. Just make them go with you and tell them they can tell you what's wrong with it after, whatever it takes. So please go to see The Ark and the Darkness or something like that in local theaters. And so anyway, happy Easter or happy Resurrection Day, as some prefer to call it. And that's to distinguish all the worldly and even pagan celebrations relating to spring that are going on right now from the true meaning of the celebration. And that's Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection to save all those who believe just by faith. Isn't that an amazing gift? It's completely free to us. And so last year, I recorded three episodes on Easter discussing the prophecies, significance, the types of the Messiah, the Passover, and the resurrection. And so you can hear those again by searching for Season Watch wherever you listen to podcasts, or here on my Season Watch page with KPRZ.com, or you can go to my Rumble channel, and that's Wendy's Words for Him Radio. And there you can look for episodes 30 through 32, and they air between April 8th through the 22nd in 2023. So check that out, and there's a lot of deep dive into the scriptures. But today, friends, fasten your truth belts as we discuss the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And friends, we've been looking at the prophecies concerning the last days and God's plan to use the end times events to draw His chosen people, Israel, back to Him. And these prophecies, again, are both from the Old Testament, or the Jewish Tanakh, and the New Testament, which, again, is the Brit Hadashah, or New Covenant, which was promised in Jeremiah 31:31. For those of you who are Jewish, you don't realize you were promised a New Covenant, and it's in your Old Covenant. And that says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah." That's Brit Hadashah. not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And so we know that God will bring the remnant believers of Israel back to himself under the new covenant, just like he's trying to get a bunch of people to turn to Christ that are Gentiles, right? He's trying to get everybody to come to him, and he has a special plan for Israel in the last days. And so he's bringing them in under the new covenant, just like us, which he paid for by Jesus, Yeshua, as a substitutionary sacrifice. That was the Passover. That was what the Passover was pointing to. And it's a substitutionary sacrifice for the whole world. And this is a Passover sacrifice and the resurrection that we are now celebrating, of course, for those of us who have put our trust in Yeshua, Jesus, for our salvation. There's no other way. For under the law, no one can be justified because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one can perfectly keep the law in action, word, and thought. No one can live a perfect life. Only God can. Only God in the form of a man can live a perfect life of pure light, mind, body, and soul without any blemish or darkness or sin. And to dwell in God's holy presence, we must be perfectly pure like he is. Yet no one is. Sin, like leprosy, has infected our body and soul with the disease of corruption. And so we all have the sentence of death on us. All of us will die, which is the indisputed fact, the indisputed evidence of this corruption in us. We're all going to die. We all have sin. And so nothing can remove the infection of sin. All our efforts to be so-called righteous or to cleanse the infection are like using filthy menstrual cloths, as Isaiah 64:6 says. Nobody wants to do that. And that's how it looks to God. And so we can't earn heaven. And so God came down and paid the price for us in the form of a man, born of a woman, born under the law, the covenant law given to Israel. And he lived the perfect sinless life, fulfilling the entire law. And he filled it on our behalf for us and then became the perfect, spotless Passover lamb who died in our place. And there is therefore now no more sacrifice for sin. It is finished, paid in full, according to John 19:30. And so this is why the temple was destroyed 40 years after Yeshua's resurrection, to close the Old Testament ordinances for sin and leave only one way for someone, Jew or Gentile, to be justified in God's eyes from our sin. One way. And that's through the precious blood of his son. As Leviticus 17:11 says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls." It is the blood that makes an atonement for your soul, not works. So God's perfect plan was to send his final blood sacrifice through the family of Israel, his covenant nation, to give the new covenant to the whole world. And this is how we know that God will not abandon his covenant people, even as he did not abandon us, who were once dead in our sins and full of rebellion, until his patient love drew us to him. And even now, as Christians, we arrogantly judge those who have yet to turn to him, as if we, by our own righteousness, are in right standing with him. And so Jesus said, "Narrow is the way to life, and few there be who find it." So salvation comes to those who humbly recognize their sin and understand their need for a Savior. Many know about God, but we often make him into our personal servant and shape him according to our desires and our pride. We forget to honor him and his word and his costly sacrifice for our own sin. James reminds us in chapter 2, verse 19, "You believe there is one God? You do well. Even the devils believe and tremble." And Paul warns Christians in 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you're disqualified?" So you want to check in on that. And so this Easter season, we must all examine our lives, examine our hearts, examine our motives. Are you confident where you will stand when you face God? Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And be sure, friend, that without him, we are lost souls, most miserable. There are important things to consider, particularly today, which recalls that Saturday, if you remember, 2,000 years ago of introspection and great darkness in the Passion account. As Jesus, this Saturday, 2,000 years ago, that Messiah lay dead in a tomb. The disciples were rocked by Jesus' sudden arrest, trial, scourging, and execution, all happening in about 12 hours. What a rapid turn of events. And so on this dark Saturday, they are all confused and in shock at the betrayal of Judas and the lies of the religious leaders, the turning of the crowd against Jesus at the trial after worshiping and praising him at his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But the Bible describes what's happening on this dark day of mourning, as seen in this selection of verses from throughout the Bible. And I've left off the addresses so that we can just hear the narrative straight through. If you want to get them, you can go to my Rumble channel and I'll put them up there. So, I will no longer talk much with you, for the rulers of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Most assuredly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, who weaken the nations. You shall be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the one that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities of it, that opened not the house of his prisoners? None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, for it shall cease forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O grave, I will be your destruction. By the blood of your covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit where there is no water. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. For Christ suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, by whom he went and preached to the spirits in prison. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to open blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth, to those who are in darkness, show yourself. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. And he who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise, awake and sing, you that dwell in the dust, for the earth shall cast out her dead. For I delivered unto you that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man, the Son of Man, also the resurrection of the dead. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. And so Jesus accomplished a lot on that dark Saturday. But friends, as they say, Sunday is coming. And Jesus rose from the dead on the first fruits, the feast of first fruits. And he was the firstborn from the dead to make a way for all of us. And he has inherited all things by his obedience. And therefore, we have inherited eternal life through our faith in him. But friends, there's another dark time coming on the earth looming ahead called the Great Tribulation, or the Day of the Lord, as said in the Old Testament. And the Bible tells us there has never been a more terrible day. We see this in Amos 5:18. Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord, for what good is the day of the Lord to you? It will be darkness and not light. Joel 2:1-2. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of dark clouds and thickness, like morning clouds spread over the mountains. Zephaniah 1:14-15. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess. And so, like that somber Saturday 2,000 years ago, the tribulation, the great tribulation, will bring darkness upon the earth. But in the kingdom of heaven, at the same time, there will be rejoicing and triumph as the Lamb prevails over his enemies. And so, as we continue our journey through the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, we make a little stop here on this resurrection weekend to admire him in all his majesty, the Lamb who was slain, now glorified to inherit the earth on our behalf. And here we'll see that Jesus' Passover sacrifice to redeem the whole world is so essential to his identity that he is referred to as the Lamb 27 times in Revelation. And so remember from the last episode that the Apostle John receives the revelation of Jesus Christ while on the prison island of Patmos for his testimony of Jesus Christ. Now likely in his 80s, late 80s, who knows, John becomes our eyes and ears as a witness for the church of all the things that must be hereafter. And so we see beginning in Revelation 1:10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as a trumpet. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke to me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And then in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. And so notice that Jesus is glorified in his eternal body here with all the attributes of deity, forever both God and man. I can't wait to see it. How about you? And as we learned in the verses that we read earlier, Jesus has taken these keys to hell and death after storming the gates of hell and releasing all those who had died with the hope of God. Then we see the scroll to the deed and title for the earth is brought forth, and only Jesus is qualified to receive the inheritance of it. And we begin at Revelation 5:5. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne stood a lamb as though it had been slain. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth." And we see here that Jesus receives this inheritance just as the Old Testament prophesied, according to Daniel 7. Daniel 7, beginning in verse 9. "I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, and the wheels burning with fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near to him. And there was given to him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not be passed away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." And we see that while Jesus and his bride, the church, prepare to celebrate his inheritance at the marriage supper of the Lamb, great darkness overtakes the earth for those who are left behind to endure the seven-year tribulation, as the Apostle John reports in Revelation 13:1. "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, 'Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?' And it was given to him power to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all the kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man has an ear, let him hear." Then he said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." That's us, if you trust in Jesus. And so on this day that commemorates the darkness of Jesus' death, we urge everyone out there who's not certain that you are written in the Lamb's Book of Life to come into the light. Surrender to Jesus now and tell him that you want forgiveness for your sins. Humble your heart and repent and give your life to him. Commit to know him. Commit to follow him for the rest of your life. Because as Revelation 5:12 says, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And so make this Resurrection Sunday your best yet. It's not too late. Go find a church to celebrate Easter. But we remember that at the beginning of Revelation, Jesus warns the churches to come to him and to make changes and to earnestly follow him. And so for those of you who maybe you sense that your love has grown cold, just like the Church of Ephesians, that Jesus invites us, as he did to the Laodiceans. It says in Revelation 3:19, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." What a promise. "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And so as we think about the beautiful gifts that he's given us and look behind the curtain of heaven, of what's to come, we remember that all that we see, all that's before our eyes, is not all that there is. And that though we war not with flesh and blood, we war with principalities and powers. and darkness in high places. We war with these things and wrestle with them. We must remember that our hope is in Him. We have to look up and hope that He can bring us through all these things and to peel back from our eyes the blinders that cause us to be caught up in these things that will pass away. And so next week, we're going to continue our look at how Jesus made promises to Israel for that He will bring them to Himself. And remember that He's looking for that day when they will say, "Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord." I hope you're saying that to Him now. This is the time. There's no time to wait. He could come any day. And so we'll continue that study again and pick up on that next week. And until then, I just pray, God bless you all. Use you. God use you. And lift your spirits, lift your heads as we see that His promises are coming. Our hope is in Him. So until next week, God bless you all.
Join Wendy Scott every Saturday at 3 p.m. on K-Praise for another episode of Season Watch. Previous episodes can be found through the K-Praise podcast platform, where you can also access Wendy's other platforms and contact links. Please email Wendy with show comments, questions, or suggestions at wscott@mywordsforhim.com or visit her website at mywordsforhim.com for additional resources. Watch other teachings on her Rumble channel. Wendy's Words for Him, her fiction novel, The Lost, A Story of Christmas, can be found on Amazon. Until next week, watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.